Isaiah 61. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of prison to those who are bound. Isaiah 61. We are captives by our choice if we refuse to see that evil is not a vague philosophy. Evil isn't naughty. Evil isn't just mischievous, like a child. The devil was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in truth, because there is no truth in him. He is a liar and the father of it. About Satan being real, John 10:10. The thief, Satan, does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly. Logic says that Jesus is telling you the truth. He died for you. He won't lie to you. That's simple logic. To deceive or hurt you, run to God. Pray for the Ephesians 6 weapons He promises you that you choose to use. Logic says Jesus is telling you the truth.
Evil is not naughty, bad. It's murdering, spitting fury that you love. John 8:44, Jesus said, Satan is real, wants to destroy you.
The 70 people Jesus had sent to spread his word had returned, rejoicing that demons fled when they used Jesus' name. Jesus replied, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. That's Luke 10:18. In the next verse, he speaks of the Garden of Eden, where Satan was cursed by God to stay in the serpent form that Satan had chosen. Jesus promised, I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. In other words, you do not have God's power over evil if you refuse to pray Romans 10:9 and humbly choose Jesus as your Lord, whom you will obey.